As president of the Idaho Senate, Rexburg Republican Brent Hill is a key player in the 2015 Idaho legislative session, which starts Monday. After 8 terms in office, Hill has a sense of what lawmakers will focus on. Hill says the state needs to spend more on road and bridge maintenance in the next fiscal year, but education, he says, is his number one priority. I asked him if lawmakers plan to again restore some of the K-12 funding that was cut during the Great Recession.
I really think so. Not only do we want to restore the funding that was cut during the recession, but catch up on some of the other things. I mean, even if we restore, we still have had inflation during that period of time. We have more children to educate and so forth. I really think we're going to see the largest education budget for K-12 in the history of Idaho in this next legislative session.
Lawmakers have cut taxes in recent sessions. Another round of cuts is likely to be proposed this year. But we've got education and roads that need money, and we're talking about spending more. Can the state afford more tax cuts?
It's a balancing act that we have to play every single legislative session, whether we have money or not. It seems like there's a triangle there of the biggest needs, one being public education, secondly being tax relief, because there's always a push to do that to help the citizens, but also to help stimulate the economy. And third is to replenish our savings or our rainy day accounts. So to try to answer your question better, last year we did not have significant tax reduction. Years before we've reduced the income tax, both individual as well as corporate. We've reduced the personal property tax. We've increased the grocery credit. All of these things add up to an annual cost now to the state of about $200 million. Now, that's a cost to the state, but that's extra money that our citizens have been able to keep in their pockets. There may be some tax stimulus bills, some smaller things to help spur certain sectors of the economy or something. I doubt that we're going to see a large across-the-board tax cut this year, at least and not until we get on our feet as far as public education and our transportation, which are both lacking right now.
Idaho has been a state that hasn't expanded Medicaid. Many states have with the Affordable Care Act. And in the process, it's losing millions of dollars in promised money that was part of that deal. This upsets advocates for low-income Idahoans. The governor has said essentially that he doesn't trust the government to always pay the money into the program in the future that it's promising. Will there be an expansion of Medicaid this session, do you think?
Right up front, probably not. But at least let me explain that. I'm an accountant, okay? Dollars and cents, it makes some sense. It does. But then you got to look at the philosophy behind it. We have some real animosity towards the Affordable Care Act as such by a very Republican-controlled legislature. This is a moving target. It changes almost daily. The federal government doesn't know what the law means. They're coming up with new rules, changing their mind on how those rules will be applied and so forth as we go along. The last thing we want to do is to get into something that we're stuck with, that we're providing certain benefits to certain people, and then have to go back and change that. But unless the governor makes that an issue in his State of the State address, I doubt that it'll be a big issue this coming legislative session.
We had a new poll out this month. It showed that 2/3 of Idahoans think it should be illegal to discriminate against the LGBT community in housing, business, and employment. You've been against passing the Add the Words legislation. Last year you said, let's wait on the gay marriage ruling. With these new poll numbers and the fact that now gay couples can get married that came up last year in Idaho, is it time for the legislature to pass Add the Words legislation?
I believe it's time for the legislature to examine it more carefully. I think we need to have public hearings where people can come in on both sides of the issue and express their concerns, their feelings, their ideas, and let's try to evaluate what the situation is. However, personally, I don't think it'll go any further than just a public hearing unless both sides are willing to make some compromises. I think that those who have been against it have got to recognize the public's views on this. I think they've got to recognize some possible injustices that could be done by unscrupulous employers or whatever. On the other side, I think the other side's got to recognize that we have employers who have deeply failed religious beliefs that have to do with the gay and lesbian and transgender community. To this point, I haven't seen a lot of give on either side of that issue. I've asked some House members as well as some Senate members, a small group on both sides of that issue in both parties, to get together this summer and see if we couldn't hammer out a starting point of some kind of compromise where we might be able to consider both of these views. They'll be reporting to me next week. But again, how that will be accepted by those extremists on both sides, probably neither side will like it. By those who want to work together and try to come up with something that protects the rights of everyone, I think there's some possibilities there. We'll see.
That's Senate President Brent Hill with his predictions about this year's legislative session. At a legislative preview hosted by the Associated Press this morning, Governor Butchotter and House Speaker Scott Bedke echoed Hill's stance on Add the Words.